Well, Ricky, very much worth a trip tonight, wasn't it? We enjoyed those last few minutes. It was a good game overall, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought first half we were poor, and I felt we struggled to deal with their movement. They moved the ball very well. Their movement off the ball was very good, and they caused us a few problems, and we couldn't really get any sort of control in the game. And to go behind so early, great character to come back, good goal, great strike from Jack Higgs, got us back in the game. And it was just a case of really trying to get through till half time, so that we could have a chat with the players and obviously address a few things that we weren't particularly happy with. But I thought our second half performance was much better. I thought we dealt with their number 10 a lot better than what we had in the previous 45 minutes. And it just, without playing too well, we had the great opportunity with Harry O'Malley. It was almost an open goal that he missed. And then their goal, unfortunately, our two centre-halves have been unbelievable in recent weeks at clearing their box. And it was just a mistimed header from Chaff, and it fell to the lad, and he shot, and it deflected. And he just thought, it might not be our night. And then, two absolute wonder strikes. One, Jack Bradshaw was a beauty. And
absolute cracker.
Yeah, and Ben Seymour showed as well. And it just says a lot about the group, I think, that when the chips are down, in previous games early in the season, when we went behind, we really struggled to get back into it. And now there's a confidence, a belief within the team, even if they do go behind, that they can still get themselves back into games. And, Nigel, I know how their manager's feeling, because they probably didn't deserve to. He probably felt they deserved to win the game. And, I would have said a draw would have been a fair result. But I know he feels, being on the back end of two late goals. We did it against Chippenham, where we conceded the lead. And then the last minute when we conceded against Kings Lynn. So I've been there a couple of times this season, and it's not a nice feeling. But it's nice to be on the other foot. Yeah, on the other foot. So no, I'm delighted. I thought coming away from home, they're in good form. Their results against Chesham, against Weymouth, drew to Leamington, and they're a good side. And to come here on a Tuesday night and lose Charlie Diaf in the warm-up and Lee Chaffee come back into the starting team, I thought it was brilliant. It's an excellent result, and it's another 3 points, 43, and we're edging ever closer to where we want to be.
We are indeed, mate. Yes, comfortable middle of the table side now. You'll be reassessing your aim for the season soon.
Let's get to 48, and then once we get to 48, if we get to 48, then we'll reassess and if need be, reset the target. But full credit to the lads. They'll enjoy that. They're enjoying it now in the dressing room. I can hear them, and I'm a very happy man.
Well done, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.